So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter first, and text first translation. O my Lord Sri Krishna, son of Vasudev, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna because he is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance and destruction of this manifested universe. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestation, and he is independent because there is no other cause behind him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahma. Brahmaji. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gopila Nandaji ki. The original living being. By him even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire, or land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universe temporarily manifested by the reaction of the three modes of nature appears factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representation of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth. And paragraph we will start being reading today. In the Shruti Mantra, it is also stated that the absolute whole, or Brahman, is the ultimate source of everything. Everything emanates from him, and everything is maintained by him. And at the end, everything enters unto him. That is the law of nature. In the Smriti Mantra, the same is confirmed. It is said that source from which everything emanates at the beginning of Brahma's millennium, and the reservoir to which everything ultimately enters, is the absolute truth or Brahman. Material scientists take it for granted that the ultimate source of the planetary system is the sun, but they are unable to explain the source of the sun. Herein, the ultimate source is explained. According to Vedic literature, Brahma, who may be compared to be the sun, is not the ultimate creator. It is stated in this sloka that Brahma was taught Vedic knowledge by the personality of Godhead. One may argue that Brahma, being the original living being, could not be inspired because there was no other living being at that time. Herein it is stated that the Supreme Lord inspired the secondary creator Brahma in order that Brahma could carry out his creative functions. So the supreme intelligence behind all creation is the absolute Godhead, Sri Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna states that it is he only who superintend the creative energy, Prakriti, which constitutes the totality of matter. Therefore, Sri Vyasadeva does not worship Brahma, but Supreme Lord who guides Brahma in his creative activities. In this sloka, the particular word abhigya and swarat are significant. These two words distinguish the Supreme Lord from all other living entities. No other living entity is either abhigya or swarat. That is, no one is either fully cognizant or fully independent. Even Brahma has to meditate upon the Supreme Lord in order to create. Then what to speak of great scientists like Einstein? The brain of such scientists are certainly not the product of any human being. Scientists can't manufacture such brain. And what to speak of foolish atheists who defy the authority of the Lord, even Mayavadi impersonalists who flatter themselves that they can become one with Lord, are neither abhigya nor swarat. Such impersonalists undergo several austerities to acquire knowledge to become one with the Lord. But ultimately, they become dependent on some rich disciple who supplies them money to build monasteries and temples. Atheists like Ravana and Hiranyakashipu had to undergo several penances before they could flout the authority of the Lord, but ultimately they were rendered helpless and could not save themselves. When the Lord appeared before them as a cruel death, this is also the case with the modern atheist who also dare to flout the authority of the Lord. Such atheists will be dealt with similarly. For history repeats itself. Whenever man neglects the authority of the Lord, nature and her laws are there to penalize them. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita in the well-known verse, Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir. Whenever there is decline of dharma and a rise of adharma, O Arjun, then I incarnate myself. So thus, again, we are talking the same verse, opening text, sloka of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Here, Prabhupada starts in this particular stanza, paragraph, about the source of everything. The absolute whole or Brahman is the ultimate source of everything. Whatever we see in this material world or whatever we hear about spiritual sky, spiritual world, all spiritual and material manifestation, it has come, it has emanated from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. And very celebrated Janma Dasyata. The word here in Srimad Bhagavatam talks about Janma Dasyata. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Of course, throughout all the Srimad Bhagavatam and all other Vedic literature as well, it is proved, it is established that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the absolute truth. And also, Vedavyasji have established this fact that absolute truth is a person. Ultimately, the highest reality, ultimate reality, it has a form, a person. and that person is known as Krishna, all attractive, which is divine son of Vasudev and Devaki. Everything, here Prabhupada starts this purport, everything including Brahma Jyoti, Brahman infulgent, emanates from Krishna. Krishna is the source of everything. So Janmadasyata, which indicates that offload truth, Krishna is the cause of creation, sustenance and destruction of this material universe. Krishna has created this universe. When we talk about creation, as here in purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about, everyone is the creator, something we are also creating. But Krishna creation different hai. Krishna has innumerable transcendental potency. By that potency, he creates this universe. Very simple example about creation. Suppose a small bird, if it wants to create a nest, what it does? She goes here and there, collects some cotton, some fiber, some grass, some leaf, and it creates a nest. So, in order to create a simple, ordinary nest, a bird is dependent. He goes and collects, he has to, for supply of the material he collects from the forest. So this type is not independent. Just in order to create even a simple small nest, he has to go here and there, collect things, material. And also we have on experience, spider also, it also creates something. You know, spider, what they do? They want to create a cobweb or web or net. So, some secretion of some fluid takes place. Secretes from his mouth, he produces some certain type of fluid. And spider has such ability, potency, that fluid, by that fluid which comes out from secretion of his mouth, that fluid makes a sticky thread, and with sticky thread he creates a net, cobweb. Of course the thread is creates just to catch the insect, and that the spider eats. So if a spider wants to create a cobweb net, he does not go anything. Everything comes within. He doesn't go anything. Everything, even material, sticky thread, he needs to make a net. So it comes out from him. But even for the, he could not create saliva or fluid from his mouth. He has some limitation. Certain amount of fluid he can secrete, he can produce. But otherwise he has to wait, a very small net he can produce. That is his creation of a spider. And we must have heard about Samantak Mani, Samantak Jewel. Their description in Srimad Bhagavatam, how the stealing took place. Samantak Mani was once stolen by, taken away by the great devotee Vidurji. He became allured by this gem, and he stole. He did stealing thing, though he was a very, very great devotee. So, Samantak Jewel, Samantak Mani also creates the gold. This is a well-known fact. For Samantak, what you do, simply you worship Samantak Mani and keep evening in one place, worshipable place, clean place. And towards the end of night, a pile of gold is stocked there. around. It is described that Samantak Mani, in one night, 24 hours, Akrur was getting 80 kilogram gold. So the gold that stocks around the Samantak Mani, that is creation of Samantak Mani. So how it creation took place, how the produced gold, nothing is such a inconceivable potency, power, Samantak Mani, that simply need to worship the Samantak Mani, and it will produce gold every single day to 80 kilogram, big amount. So how does it? When the gold is produced, Samantak Mani remains complete. It loses nothing. Its complexion, color is intact. Weight, length and breadth, everything intact. Still, it has such a inconceivable potency, it creates a gold. Similarly, Lord also, He has created whole cosmic manifestation, especially the material cosmic, but He remains the same. Krishna is small cowherd boy. Whole creation, whole cosmic manifestation, universes emanated from Him. Still Krishna remains the same. In the Vedic mantra, there is a very celebrated mantra, Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avasishat Purnam Eva Avasishat. Brahman, meaning of this verse, Brahman, absolute truth is completely full. And this material existence is also completely full in itself. Everything is there. And this material cosmic manifestation, His full identity, full entity, it has emanated from the Supreme Brahman. Still, Supreme Brahman remains completely full. Nothing. The similar way, whole cosmic manifestation comes from Krishna, but Krishna remains completely full, completely completed, completely complete. This type of Krishna yato janma dasyeta, which indicates that the absolute truth, Krishna is the cause of creation. He has created thing. And similar thing about maintenance, whole cosmic manifestation, material universe, it is created by Krishna, it is controlled by Krishna, and it is maintained by Krishna also. About maintenance also, He has such an inconceivable power. By help of the inconceivable potency, Krishna maintains this material cosmic manifestation. There is no trouble involved from Him, very easily. And about the creation also, you must have heard maintenance. A human being, if a mother wants to nourish her baby, then she need to feed the child something. Some eatable, something she need to feed, then that child will get nourishment. This is maintenance. Mother maintain her child by nursing, by providing some food. Otherwise, the child would be not nourished. Nourishment would not take place until a child is fed. This human. You must have heard about bird. The bird, small bird, it lay egg. And the baby doesn't come immediately. For a few weeks, that bird has to wait for the birth of a baby bird. But as the day that bird laid the egg, immediately he also started to maintain, sustain, nourishes. How a bird nourishes its egg? Simply by touching. You know, the egg in the cape, and simply the bird, what did it doesn't feed anything, supply any, it is in the cell, egg cell, and within child is there. So bird mother, how he nourish the child? Simply by touching. We can do, human mother couldn't do that one. Simply by touching the child will not get enough substantial nourishment. But the bird had such a potency. Simply a bird touch sensation, he nourishes its baby in the egg cell. So at least the bird has to touch. We also, it is very known in the, at least theoretical, I don't know practically to happen or not, about fish. If fish wants to nourish its baby, then simply she glances on the baby egg, and the child get nourishment. Simply glancing, seeing a fish, it does not need to feed its child. Even it doesn't need to touch. Simply he will glance, and the child, baby, small fish, it will get nourishment. So such a potency, even the material, though this fish is material, such a special power. Simply by glancing. She will glance on the baby fish, and the baby fish get nourishment. It will sustainably maintain. And further, we know about tortoise, kachap. Even if a turtle, kachap, if a kachap wants to nourish his child, then he simply meditate anywhere, the miles away, 50 miles away, the child, baby tortoise there in the water. And somewhere, maybe 50 miles away, the tortoise mother is there. Simply he will contemplate, he will think, meditate upon his child, and child will get nourishment. So if this... they maintain their child. So Krishna has such a potency. For him it is not so difficult to maintain whole cosmic manifestation. So he has innumerable potency. By help of that potency, Krishna maintains this creation. And same time takes our destruction. Destruction for not that you have to bring bulldozer and this demolish everything. If he wants to annihilate the whole cosmic manifestation, very easy for job for him. Janma dasyata, creation, sustenance and destruction takes place from Krishna. He is the ultimate cause for destruction. How the cosmic manifestation completely destroys the earth, turns into water. If simply sankalpa of Krishna, Krishna desires, and immediately the whole solid thing, earth, turns into water, and the water turns into fire, fire turns into air, and air turns into ether, sky, and everything complete. Not that you have to say garbage vehicle bring here. Everything destroyed, and everything entered, become a subtle interest in the existence body of Krishna. Krishna has such potency. The inhalation also. Earth turns as water, water becomes air, fire, fire becomes air, and air becomes ether, sky, and everything completed, annihilated. So, janma dasya yatah, janma, creation, sustenance, and annihilation, it is due to Krishna. Krishna is the ultimate source for creation, and maintenance, and annihilation. He does it this way. For him, it is very easy thing. So, Jiva Goswami, there's one term here. Tejo var mridam yatha vinimaya. Jiva Goswami talks about, this is the description of Krishna pastime in Vrindavan. Teja means fire or light. Vari means water, and Mrida means when Krishna display his pastime, especially in the full moon night, right on the bank of Yamuna, when Krishna display his pastime, then tej, the fire, light, it changes its property, quality. And water, vari, is also exchange its property, its quality. The tej, fire, or prakash, light, it takes the quality or property of earth. And water takes the property or quality of fire, prakash, light. And the earth takes the quality or property of water. Tejo var mridam yatha vinimaya. There is exchange of quality, property, guna. Water, teja, fire, prakash, it behaves like earth. How it happens? Then Jaukaji, tejo vari mridam yatha vinimaya. Jiva Goswami talks about that when Krishna in the full moon night time, midnight, Krishna stands on the bank of Yamuna river and he plays his flute. The moon, which is like fire, prakash, light, Sri Radha Gokulananda ji ki, Sri Sri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki, the effulgence of moon, it diminishes. It looks like in presence of Krishna, transcendental, but so glorious, so complex, so glaring light, prakash is coming. In the presence of Krishna, Srimati Radharani and Krishna present, the light, prakash of Chandrama, it diminishes. It becomes very insignificant. And it, it looks like a earth. Clay. No more in comparison of Krishna plays the flute. So fire takes the property or quality of earth. And water takes the quality or property of fire. When Krishna plays the flute, then Yamuna river, sometimes it is frozen, becomes completely ice. Or sometimes Krishna, Yamuna river starts to flow in upward direction. simply playing fool. Krishna started to play and Krishna river instead of flowing downward, starts flowing upward. So this flowing upward, going upward, is the quality or property of fire. You lit a lamp and the flame of lamp, it goes upward. So fire, it has tendency, it goes upward. Water goes downward. Water six is level, it goes downward. But when Krishna plays flute, then Jamuna river, it is a water, started go upward, flowing upward towards the Jamunotri. And so the water takes the property or guna of fire. And about earth, sometimes earth, the rock, it is when Krishna start playing flute, the rock start to melt, becomes, takes the, and it start to flow. When Krishna stand on the Govardhan Hill, start playing flute, immediately the rocks of Giraj Sila, they overwhelm by the joy, bliss, transcendental bliss, so much so that they start to melt and they start to flow. So though they are earth, mridam, tejo var mridam, the mridam, the earth, the solid, it takes the quality or property, a tendency to flow. Flow downward. Tejo vari mridam yatha vinimayo. There is exchange of quality. Tej, fire, vari, water, and mrida means earth, soil. So, whole text is explained in such a way that it is describing absolutely sweet pastime of Krishna in Vrindavan. The whole text in the meaning is derived from similar text, without twisting any grammatic grammar, meaning of grammar. Derived how Krishna pastime is described in this verse. Of course, generally, this is also Janma Dasya, Srishti Leela, creation of the cosmic manifestation, this is also a Leela of Krishna. So, apparently, Srishti Leela, pastime of creation of this cosmic manifestation is described in this verse. Janma Dasya Tonvayaditarta Sharthesha Bhigya Sara. Tene Brahmhirdaya Adi Kabaye. And Lord Krishna imparted the whole complete Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahma simply by sankalpa. Simply Krishna desired, and whole Vedic wisdom was imparted in the heart of Brahma. Brahma is called Adhikava. Muhyanti yata sura. About the Vedic wisdom, even great personalities, they are bewildered. But that wisdom, Vedic knowledge, simply by sankalpa, simply by desire of Krishna, it was imparted in the heart of Lord Brahma. And also is a description that Krishna is abhigya. Abhigya means he is cognizant of every single detail in the cosmic manifestation. And same time swarat, for his creation and for the creation of cosmic manifestation or the for the destruction, annihilation of the cosmic manifestation, cosmic universe, manifested universe, is completely swarat, completely, fully independent. So there is some, of course, one day we talks about Vedavyasji in this verse. First is invoking the auspiciousness by offering offenses and meditating upon transcendental form of Lord Krishna, and same time he described the Krishna's or absolute truth characteristic in two ways. One is Swarup Lakshan, the personal characteristics of Krishna, absolute truth. And other is Tatastha Lakshan, marginal characteristics of absolute truth. Marginal characteristics, we know the knowledge, that knowledge provided when we see the activities of absolute truth. By the activities, the activities of Krishna provides the marginal symptom, marginal characteristic of Krishna. And some characteristic, always it is within Krishna, it is in the existence of Krishna, that is called Swarup Lakshan. And personal characteristic, personal symptom of the absolute truth. So here we will continue. Dhamna Svena Sada Nirast Bhakam Satyam Param Dhima. By his influence, the illusion is completely destroyed. In the presence of Krishna, illusion could not remain. When Krishna Surisam Maya Hoy Andhakar, Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Adhikar. Krishna is like Surya, and Maya is like Andhakar, darkness. Wherever there is Surya, Andhakar, darkness can't stand, can't remain there. Dhamna Svena Sada Kunirastakuhakam. Nirastakuhakam, the kuhakam, the darkness, or illusion is completely eradicated, completely destroyed in the presence of Krishna. So these are the some characteristic. Some of them is personal characteristic of absolute truth, and some of them, your description is that about marginal characteristics of Krishna. The srishti, creation, maintenance and annihilation done by Krishna, by this activity we understand Krishna's marginal characteristic. It is not main characteristic, because Krishna is not always involved in this activity. Sometime everything is within the Krishna, nothing alone, Krishna is alone. So but the personal characteristic always remains. Personal characteristic of Krishna is Sat Chit Anand. Krishna maintains, Krishna has attractive, beautiful, charming, handsome body, transcendental body, which is full of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. Satchidananda. I meditate here, Veda Vyas is, I meditate upon the Satchidananda Vigraha of Krishna. Satyam Param Dhimahi. Krishna, who is absolute truth. Okay, I think here I should stop. If any question or comment.